Morning Ayat Supplement, Saturday, June 10, 2017. United Kingdom's Hung Parliament. In the United Kingdom before World War II, a largely stable two-party system existed for generations. Traditionally, only the Tories and Whigs, or from the mid-19th century, the Conservative and the Liberal parties, managed to deliver members of the Parliament in significant numbers. Hung Parliaments were thus rare, especially during the 19th century. The possibility of a change arose when, in the aftermath of the Act of the Union, 1800, a number of Irish PMs took seats in the House. Though initially these followed the traditional alignments. However, two Reform Acts in 1867 and in 1884 significantly extended the franchise and redrew the constituencies and coincided with a change in Irish politics. After the 1885 general election, neither party had an overall majority. The Irish Parliamentary Party held the balance of power and made Irish Home Rule a condition of their support. However, the Liberal Party split on the issue of the Irish Home Rule, leading to another general election in 1886, in which the Conservatives won the most seats and governed with the support of the fragment of liberalism opposed to Home Rule, the Liberal Unionist Party. Both the election of January 1910 and that of December 1910 produced a hung parliament with an almost identical number of seats won by the governing Liberal Party and the Conservative Party. This was due both to constitutional crisis and to the rise of the Labour Party. The elections of 1929 resulted in the last hung parliament for many years. In the meantime, Labour had replaced the Liberals as one of the two dominating parties. Since the election of 1929, there have been three general elections that resulted in hung parliaments in the UK. The first was the election in February 1974, and the ensuing parliament lasted only until October. The second was the May 2010 election, the result of which was a hung parliament with the Conservative Party as the largest single party. The results for the three main parties were Conservative 306, Labour 258 and Liberal Democrats 57. The third one resulted from the snap election held in June 2017 that had been called by the Theresa May in order to strengthen her majority heading into Brexit negotiation later in 2017. However, this election backfired on May and her Conservative Party after the snap election resulted in a hung parliament. The formation of the coalition resulting from the 2010 election led to the Fixed Term Parliaments Act 2011, which instituted fixed five-year parliaments and transferred the power to call early elections from the Prime Minister to Parliament itself. This was the idea of the Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg, then the leader of the Liberal Democrats, who said that this would stop the Prime Minister and the leader of the Conservative Party, David Cameron, from calling a snap election to end the hung parliament, as many other Conservatives had requested. Hung parliaments can also arise when slim government majorities are eroded by by-election defeats and defection of members of parliament to opposition parties, as well as resignations of MPs from the House of Commons. This happens in December 1996 to the Conservative government of John Major and in mid-1978 to the Labour government of James Callaghan. This latter period covers the era known as the Winter of Discontent. The minority government of Jim Callaghan came when Labour ended their 15-month Leave-Left pact with the Liberals, having lost their majority in early 1977. According to researchers Andrew Bleak and Stuart Wicks Hagg, the phrase hung parliament did not enter into common usage in the UK until mid-1970s. It was first used in the press by journalist Simon Hoggart in The Guardian in 1974. Academic treatments of hung parliaments include David Butler's Governing Without a Majority, Dilemmas for Hung Parliaments in Britain, and Vernon Boldanger's Multi-Party Politics and the Constitution. So what on earth is a hung parliament by definition? In a parliamentary system of government, a hung parliament is an expression used to describe a state of a parliament where no single political party or bloc of allied parties has an absolute majority of seats in the parliament or legislature. It is also less commonly known as a balanced parliament or a legislature under no overall control.If the legislature is bicameral, the government is responsible only to the lower house. Then hung parliament is used only when with respect to that chamber. It is the objective of parliamentary systems for the parliament to be able to form a stable government, preferably one that lasts until the next election.This requires the government to be able to master up sufficient votes in parliament to pass important legislation, especially government's budgets. So it also needs sufficient votes to defeat votes of no confidence in the government. If the state of parliament is such that a majority government cannot be formed, the government may be referred to as a minority government. The term hung parliament is used mainly in systems with two parties or two-party blocks. Most general elections in such a system result in one or other party having an absolute majority and thus quickly forming a new government.The hung parliament is an exception to this pattern and may be considered anomalous or undesirable. One or both main parties may seek to form a coalition government with smaller third parties or a minority government relying on confidence and supply support from third parties or independents. If these efforts fail, a dissolution of parliament and a fresh election may be the last resort.In a multi-party system with legislatures elected by proportional representation, it is rare for a party to win an outright majority of seats. So a hung parliament is the norm and the term is rarely used. However, the term may be used to describe an election in which no established alliance among the parties wins an outright majority, such as the 2005 German election.